Hi, welcome to Script to Ramble. I'm Desiree. Apparently, Brave, that's a browser that came out because it was focused on privacy, they are now requiring that users verify their wallets using a government-issued ID to withdraw their BAT tokens to a third-party wallet or exchange. So I've been following Brave pretty much since it came out. It was founded by the Mozilla Firefox founder, I forget his name, and their focus was on privacy first and foremost, and then they also were into crypto, and they allowed users to send crypto to another person based on their attention time. So it's the BAT token stands for basic attention token, and what happens is that you can donate to people based on how much you're actually viewing or using are getting something from their content. So it's trying to create an attention-based economy. And it was also definitely sparked by all the ad revenue demonetization, like advertisers wouldn't work with certain content creators because of their content. I personally get BAT donations from my other channel, my political channel. So I know what it's like to go into the Uphold wallet. That's the wallet service, and apparently it's also an exchange that people use in order to get their tokens and to go through that whole process. And it's definitely annoying. So I've sort of been involved with Brave, at least as a creator, from a creator standpoint, from it started. So I know what that process is like. There was also an issue with making sure that creators weren't just trying to invest money by getting BAT tokens. So you have to withdraw your tokens, I think, every month or every couple months or something. So you can't just leave it in there and hopefully hope it goes up in price, because they want to make sure that it's not just a speculative investment, but it's actually a utility token being used just to receive donations and not to receive it and then leave it. I thought personally, as a creator, that that's very annoying to have to do that, because I would like to just keep it in there for a while and hopefully the price goes up, because it's not worth it to be withdrawing every couple of months. You know how many tokens there are out there, and like just having to go through this click 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 so often, it's annoying. So I would like to have just kept it like that, but I remember they were strongly coercing people to, if you don't, you know what, let me go check in my emails to see exactly what they said to me. My last email was July 23, 2019. I got something from Brave Rewards creators. Hi, Desiree Thinking, that's my other channel. To improve the security of Brave Rewards and protect against fraud, we require that creators verify their identity with Uphold. Your earnings will be paid out in the next payment cycle after you verify your identity with Uphold. In the meantime, your earnings will be safely held in your account. Thank you for being a Brave creator and helping us improve the integrity of the payout system. If you have any questions, please contact the Brave Rewards team at support@publishers.basicattention.org. I'll take a screenshot of this so you know what it looks like. I get too many emails, so I didn't even look at this. And this is the thing, when you're joining all these crypto stuff, there's just so much information because everybody's doing something different and everything is like a startup. So that's from a creator point of view, and they've been sending this actually from me. I don't know when was the first one. I have so many emails from them. Now you have to verify your identity, but there was something else they did to in the past that was annoying to me as a creator, just trying to get something from people who want to help me because they like my content. There's this third party in between. And this is something that's definitely going to happen with multiple cryptos. And at the end of the day, the technology needs to support no third parties. That means that you still have to have the incentive system. You know, like say when Bitcoin was created, they have an incentive, which is miners get rewards to secure the network. And then for all of these projects that are trying to remove the middleman and make sure that creators can, say, in the example of creators, they can receive donations or support directly from viewers and their audience. Once you have the technology that can be manipulated to have the government say, hey, you need to be in compliance with regulation, you need to be KYC friendly and AML friendly, this is going to keep happening over and over and over again. And it defeats the purpose of peer-to-peer. So this is just a battle that's going to go on for a long time. It's not surprising. My perspective as a creator is it's very annoying. I don't want to go and verify my wallet. I'm probably, what will make me decide to verify my wallet is going to look at my earnings. I haven't looked in a while. They're probably small, but like over time they might build up. And these things are sort of cumulative depending on how your channel grows. In this case, it's a channel. So, yeah, it's very annoying. So the first annoying set of emails I got from them was just trying to connect the Uphold wallet, because I didn't realize at first that Brave Payments had to work with a specific wallet service. And this is November in 2018, I got this email from them saying, hey, you need to connect Uphold, you need to sign up for Uphold. So it's Brave working with a third party in order to make sure that creators can receive the donations that they're getting from their audience. And then recently this year, that's when they started sending out the you need to verify your identity. So it's the Uphold third party wallet service that Brave is working with that's requiring these KYC verification procedures. They're going to have to do that as an exchange. They need to be in compliance. I don't know where Uphold is based. And this is just something that's going to keep happening over and over again. And I think it's not good. I think it's not peer-to-peer, even though it was a good attempt. And I hope that Brave and other people who think of starting projects like this figure it out. I did see some comments on Reddit. Some people were like, well, this is just something that has to happen and maybe it will change in the future. No, you know, you have to start from the principle of the matter. And if they're doing this now, this is probably going to continue in the future. And I mean, I don't mind verifying my identity, I guess. But I do think it defeats the purpose of what it means to have someone who, if I go and I'm on someone's website, I can just give to them because I'm using it. It defeats the purpose of the attention economy that has no middleman in there. It's just from one person to one person. And that's a dream. And these are the hurdles that come with trying to achieve that dream. I also have an email example of what it looks like when you get your funds. There's just something that's saying, hey, you've received whatever, however much back from Brave Software International, and your funds are not available in your Uphold account. So Uphold is just another service, and it comes from fraudprevention@uphold.com. So this is just something that Uphold has to do, and I'll also screenshot this as well. Okay, so I just wanted to comment on this because this is a battle in the crypto space that's going to be going on for a while, and I also use Brave. I'm more using Decenter now because Decenter is nicer and more in line with my politics. But I still use Brave as my browser for other things. And Decenter is like a fork of Brave. So I use Brave and I get BAT. So this was definitely something that was interesting to me. And it also kind of ties into the whole privacy issue. How do you have privacy? And how do you go from pair to pair and then still, quote unquote, prevent fraud? So, yeah. If you like my content, subscribe. Please follow me on Twitter, and you can find me lots of other places with the handle @CryptoRamble. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.